Chapter 5.578125, Contact. Right now, in a galaxy right here, there was a brown cow, an opossum, a Naholopetamon, a penguin, a hummingbird, and a frog. They sat in the Telus superstore and prepared the technology for contact with Bovinia. Once they had erected the giant cell phone and aimed it at the source of the Moo beam, they dialed 1-800-MOO-ME-NOW and pressed send. The cell phone was silent, but soon a loud ringing sound was present. It rang to the count of five and then said,
"You have reached the voice mailbox of
Bovinia.
Please leave a message."
The ground shook, and soon the gang realized that their call had not gone unnoticed. The Kalkavores, a neighboring enemy of Bovinia, had intercepted the call and were coming to destroy the sender. There was a loud crash as the ship made contact with the Earth. They looked out of the windows as the main hatch of the ship opened. A rope ladder fell to the ground, and a skinny, purple, slimy Spider-Man clambered down to the ground. He walked directly towards the Telus superstore and opened the door. A ding was made at the counter as he entered. One of the Telus workers had managed to break free and had waited hours for this moment. He ran towards the Kalkavorian and said, "Hello, sir. Would you like to switch to Telus Mobility for the low price of $39.95 a month plus hidden service charges? That gives you 200 anytime minutes where you can call anywhere, excluding Europe, Asia, Russia, Hawaii, your location, and all of your friends, for 20 cents per minute, with an additional 35 cents per minute for all non-local calls and extra..." But he didn't get to finish. The Kalkavore pulled out his death ray gun and death rayed the Telus worker to death. He then turned to the rest of the gang. "You have Kalkavored the Kalkavorians. You will Kalkavore with the highest Kalkavore. Prepare to Kalkavore!" He put a small cube marked with strange symbols on the ground, pressed a few buttons, and then ran off back to the ship. It took off really quickly. Calcieris had a worried look on his face and turned and said, "Ah!" To this response was boom, as the planet, including the good land they were on, blew up. Sparkly words saying "the end" appeared on the screen, and soon the credits were rolling. Naholopetamon turned to Calcieris and said, "Wow, that was a good movie. It reminds me of us, don't you think?" Calcieris replied, "No, I'm a lot prettier in real life."